Do you not see the harm? And we've talked about it. I am very concerned that we've moved those kinds of legitimate questions that occur in the setting of a courtroom when people are sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and it's being tried in this public square courtroom that is not bound by rules or laws, but innuendos and subjective comments and aspersions. From a justice perspective, Dave, do you not see, or to what extent do you see, if this isn't brought a hold of quickly and brought back into the constraints of truth and legitimacy in investigation, that we will harm this country tremendously from the standpoint of being able to deal with any kind of true crime or whatever? I mean, I see this as a real serious threat. What about you?
This is an absolute threat to this country in many respects, because they have judged, tried, and convicted Judge Moore without ever having a hearing. Listen, MSNBC, CNN, and a lot of these programs are not saying alleged pedophile. They are calling him a pedophile. And they're saying, oh, the Republican Party is in moral trouble. I mean, this is the party of Gary Studs. This is the party of Barney Frank and his little adventures he was having in his apartment with his male friends. I mean, these people are unbelievable that they come up with all this righteous indignation. Nobody has come out and said innocent until proven guilty. And I think ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what it's like during the McCarthy era, you have got a salting of it now, because this is what's called the politics of destruction.
David, let me jump in, because what you're bringing up is a great point. Let me just list some of the 67 sexual scandals that have occurred in the United States Congress since 1900. 28 of the 67 were committed by Democrats. Ironically, 43 of the sexual scandals were committed by Republicans. Would you listen? Congressman Donald Lukens had sex with a 16-year-old girl. Robert Ballman solicited sex from a teenage male prostitute. Joe Henson, forgive me for even saying this, but he performed an oral sex act on a male employee of the Library of Congress. Dan Crane, sex with a teenage girl. Mark Foley sent sexually explicit messages to teenage male congressional pages. And then Denny Hastert, sexually involved with young males while coaching them as a young man. Of course, at that time, he was not a member of Congress. We want to add to that all of the things surrounding Bill Clinton with Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, and so on. And then the two you mentioned, Barney Frank, Gary Studs. What about these men who were guilty of all kinds of unbelievable acts? And then Ted Kennedy, the Lion of the Senate, as he came to be known, was involved in the death of Mary Jo Kopechne. And then once that was passed, that had been taken care of and buried underneath the rug, he is found committing a sexual act twice in public at a D.C. restaurant, and yet he's still in the Senate, gentlemen, and still earns himself the title, the Lion of the Senate. Sam, this is hypocrisy of the highest order. Now, I'm not saying this to justify any wrongdoing on anybody's part, but I want to set up the next segment. We have men on this Hill that are convicting Judge Roy Moore when worse things by far are right in front of their noses, and they won't do anything about it.
Dave, I think you're exactly correct, and I think that does set up well for the next set, because now you have the Senate primary. It's not the House, it's the Senate. Of course, we're talking about Roy Moore going to the Senate, potentially. But nonetheless, you are correct. For them to stand up and make a judgment and to convict without a trial.
An unproven judgment.
Absolutely, without proof, and with all of the questions that David New just asked, legitimate things not answered, coming to the point of making a determination as a body and already planning ahead to undo what the voters of Alabama may choose to do. Dave, this is a violation of their own basic duties and responsibilities as keepers and makers of the law in the Senate. This is a serious matter, and I am as much concerned about what they're doing as any charge we may be seeing right now, which at this point has been totally unfounded.